Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can we help solve for you today? What question's going on in your life? What are you pondering back and forth? And you just wish, you just want an answer. Send it to us now. Text Roulette. We will read your random questions on the air. Give our best answer. We want you to call in, give your life experience, your advice to help out somebody else. The number to text in right now is 414-432-1099. Save it to your phone. That way you can always text us. All right, we're going to spin the roulette wheel. See
yes.
What question. Wait, hang on a second. Hang on.
What?
I want to hit a refresh because I'm seeing a lot of these questions coming in. Let me hit refresh. Your questions are anonymous. We just see your phone number. We only know your name if you tell it to us. Okay. Ooh, we've got three more that just came in. All right, refresh.
And
all right, my last time refreshing. Spin the wheel.
Spinning it.
12.
Yeah, number 12.
Here we go.
You've been refreshing. Just get that number 12 going now.
Okay, I feel like I need to text this person and ask some more context, but it's very brief and to the point.
What happened? And we need your help with this mixed family.
Told my new GF, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Told my new girlfriend, I'm 28, but really 38. And she's 21.
Why you love, what?
What do I do? Told my new girlfriend, I'm 28, but really 38, and she's 21. What do I do? You tell her the truth. The truth. You can't just lie about that.
It's a new girlfriend. So maybe you just see how this is going and you don't say anything yet. What do I do? You just keep up the charade for a while. Now, if things get serious, maybe then you have to come clean. But I mean, if this is just a new girlfriend, I mean, it could be like, hey, we've been dating for a 10-year age difference.
You can't lie about that very long. You're going to bump into people from your past. They're going to start digging on social media
Maybe this person's new to the area. Maybe they won't be bumping into anybody from the past. Maybe this person's new to the...
Again, when you send these questions, and we don't know much about you other than what you tell us.
It's just a question, right?
But the question is, what do I do? Not how do I, what do I do? And that's why I'm giving you the simple answer. The truth. And I don't know why you lied about the age in the first place. Did you think that maybe she wouldn't be interested in you because of the age difference?
Maybe it was one of those things where you meet somebody and you're just like, what are you? I'm 28. Yeah, you're drinking, just having a good time. It just slipped out. Oh, because I just turned 21.
And now you're in really deep. So you're going to have to be honest about this. And maybe she'll think it's cute.
Wait a minute. Let me think about this.
I didn't think you'd talk to me because I'm a lot older than you, so I lied about my age.
Maybe you just keep it going for a little bit.
And how does a 21-year-old not know that you're 38 years old? Because 38 and 28, there's a lot that happens in those 10 years. And I feel like those 10 years really show.
I have a 21-year-old daughter. 38? Holy cow. That's quite the difference.
But if she's into you...
But I mean, she should be able to tell, shouldn't she? Shouldn't there be some telltale signs?
Okay, for this person that's listening right now that sent in this text question, told my new girlfriend I'm 28, but really 38, and she's 21.
Don't say anything.
What do I do?
Don't say anything. Let it keep going.
That's horrible advice. I'm the exact opposite, because I think before it gets any further along, you have to own up to it. You have to be honest And I think you need to lean into, I didn't think you were going to like me or talk to me, but I'm so glad that you do. She might think it's kind of cute, sort of, that you lied about your age.
No, just let it go.
Well, you might be 38, but you're clearly immature like a 20-year-old to think that you should lie about your age.
I mean, if this 21-year-old doesn't realize anything, then obviously she's just going along. Maybe she's just having fun, too, in life. It's not like, oh, this could be serious. You could be getting married, so I probably should tell the truth. Just have some fun. Let it go. Right, everybody? 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line. What do you think? Or you could call that same number, too, and give your honest advice for this situation.
I'm laughing at you. Right, everybody? Hey, here's the phone number.
Exactly.
Call or text. You can side with me.
Because everybody's going to be on my side and say, yeah, just go ahead. It's a new girlfriend. It's a new relationship. Just have some fun with it. See what happens. Just go with it. Obviously, the 21-year-old is... I mean, it doesn't sound like she's looking to get married or settle down.
Asked this question because their subconscious knows that they need to be honest about their age. And that's it.
What do I do?
There's no other way to go about this except being honest. If you're in a relationship with someone, honesty is the best policy.
What do I do? You just do. You just live. You just go have fun. Enjoy. Maybe it'll come out. Maybe she'll...
Until she starts seeing letters showing up for AARP at your house.
Not that early.
And she's wondering, wait, what's happening here? Carmen, honesty's the best policy, right?
Exactly. You know, Radar he's a character.
Carmen, I just think that maybe these two are both having fun, so why not just let the fun last a little bit?
Which is true. You can have your fun, but you're questioning it. So, of course, there's some doubt. You got some moral issues going on. So if you have to question it, then you know something's not sitting right with you.
Yes.
He might be okay with it because some of these young girls just don't care. Just like some of the older men don't care or vice versa. Like, they don't care. They're living their best life, which is fine. To each their own.
That's
true.
But
tell the truth. You can't start something on a lie. The foundation is not there. Like, just tell the truth.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Good point.
Is that when this person texted, what do I do? There's only one answer here. It's honest. Be honest. You have to, especially if this relationship is going to go anywhere.
You know, and this is what's wrong with today's dating world. Like, no one's ever honest.
Right.
Yeah, everybody, like, you know, especially.
You got to be honest.
Especially when you're online. Oh, that's not your picture. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't be interested in me if I had my real picture up there. So now you can really get to know me type of thing. That's what my sister was going through after being divorced for well over 20 years. She's like, some of these people they hide behind these pictures and they're like, no, that's not what you look like. That's not you.
And the truth is going to come out.
Right.
It will eventually come out. Carmen, so many people agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Of course. Have a good one.
You too.
We've got a message here from Susan, who mentioned her name on the text line. Mm-hmm. Can't have a relationship starting with lies. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth, Susan.
2! Exactly. And look, I think maybe he lied about his age because he thought, all right, she wouldn't be into me. But you lying about this, I don't think they're going to be into lying either.
Sherry texted as well. And again, you can stay anonymous or let us know your name. I listen to you guys all day, every day, because I work from home. I love you guys. For the guy with the new girlfriend, the truth will set you free, just like Susan had said. Mm-hmm. So Sherry and Susan are both saying, truth, be honest.
Here's a text that said, what if she's not 21? Okay, if you both are lying, then you deserve each other.
Guys do dumb stuff.